This is an MUT Radio podcast.
You're listening to MUT News, bringing it to you in isiZulu and English with Cindy Lingobese.
MUT Radio News.
The time is 9 o'clock. Good morning. Third-year MUT Bachelor of Applied Sciences in Nature Conservation students will have more than their counterparts with the same qualification and also have the skills to start and run a business. Students pitched their business plans to three judges as part of efforts by the university to integrate entrepreneurship into the curriculum. Lecturer in the Department of Nature Conservation, Rufilo Ndoye, says the purpose of this event is to inculcate students with entrepreneurial and business management skills. She says entrepreneurship is becoming an important domain across all disciplines. She further stated that the pitching session was a huge success and students are in the process of registering their business plans with the Small Enterprise Development Agency. In other news, political analyst Levine Doe says that the ANC's national conference needs to develop strategies to resuscitate the party's different leagues. Both the ANC Women's League and the Youth League are being run by task teams, having failed to convene elective conferences. At the ANC NEC meeting this past weekend, NEC member Nomvula Mongonyane bemoaned the lack of leadership, blaming it for the party's failure to deal with critical issues. Dow says the probably constituted leagues will help strengthen the ANC.
The ANC is at its weakest and it has got a historical background. The ANC has not been able to regroup since 2017, where you'll remember post-conference in 2017, where disgruntled members of the ANC who left the party to form another party. And ever since, the support of the ANC has been going down instead of going up.
And finally, the festive season is upon us and you can expect darkness and higher fuel prices. The AA is forecasting increases next month and it says data from the Central Energy Fund forecast increases of between 97 cents and 1 rand 9 cents a litre. Illuminating paraffin is also expected to increase by around 30 cents a litre. And there's some good news for diesel users. The price of diesel will decrease by up to 34 cents a litre. The petrol price hikes are due to higher oil prices. And what's trending on Twitter this morning is hashtag 9th of December, hashtag Msholololo, and hashtag Jack Harlow.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.